All right, tough one there. They came down to the end again. We got a lot of fight in us, but so does everybody else in this league. We have to minimize the mistakes and maximize the details to give us a chance to win these games. Let's open it up.
What do you think it is about the defense that has been problematic through the last couple of weeks? They were able to drive right down the field when they needed it.
Again, we'll go back. We'll take a look at the film and see what the film tells us.
How disappointing is it, though, to see that happen to a defense that was one of the best in the league last year?
Again, it takes all three phases. It's more than one drive. But we need to go back, take a look at the film, and hit the details head on.
Ben, what's the issue with the tackling? It seemed like that was a problem again.
Yeah, we're not tackling fundamentally strong. We're missing too many tackles. Way too many. We're not wrapping up well enough.
What do you think is the disconnect between, if you're driving points home on a lot of these fundamentals, where's the disconnect between that and it showing up in the game?
Yeah, we're going to go take a look at the film. We're going to work on the fundamentals in practice, and we need to do a better job coaching them up and getting them show up on game day.
How concerned are you about trying to keep this team together at 0-4?
Oh, no, I'm not concerned at all. We have talented men of integrity in the locker room. We have to stay to work, stay together. All we have is us.
How do you convince them that, I know mathematically it's possible, that a playoff berth is still in reach, that the season...
We need to win a damn game.
Ben, is Brad Wing still going to be your punter going forward?
Yeah, Brad Wing's our punter. He made one mistake today, right? A lot of guys made one mistake, including me.
Why do you think there's been so many drops? Wide receivers catching.
That's a good question. They catch the ball for a living. We need to do a better job catching the ball.
Is it surprising that with this group, I mean, it's not like you have young guys or...
No, it's... You can get in the slump.
How do you get them out of it?
Catch it better. Work on it.
Ben, how surprised are you that you're sitting here the first day of October and you're...
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked. You know, you can't carry things over from one year to the next. We talked about that in the offseason. You got to be hungry. You got to be willing to work. And we need to get back to work as a staff and back to work as a team, find a way to improve.
That being said, even though there's no carryover, you have to be surprised at the talent on this team that you're on the field.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked. Disappointed. Irritated.
How deflated after the turnover on downs your defense got to have a 54-second three-and-out drive, a critical drop, I think, 2nd and 3. Well ahead of the sticks.
Again, it's not just one drive. It's not just one play. We need to do things better. We need to catch the ball better. Blocking. We took a step in the run game today, I thought. I thought Goleman gave us some juice there from the backfield. But tackling continues to show up on defense. We need to tackle better.
Well, when is
not
that
to
decision
harp on one point here, but shouldn't you be surprised and shocked that you're 0-4?
I'm irritated that we're 0-4. But we need to go to work. That's how you fix it.
When is the decision to activate Wayne and give him that playing time?
Just, he was the second healthy back we had. The other guys worked through the week and did what they could. So we made that decision today, hour and a half before kickoff.
You passed up a field goal in the first half, at the field goal attempt at least. What was the decision-making process there?
We were right on the border there. It was challenging to handle the ball, and I thought we had a good call and a makeable fourth down attempt.
You lose in these tight games. Do you regret at all not at least taking the chance to put points on the board when you have that opportunity?
Again, we look at each decision, and if we felt it was best to kick the field goal there, we'd have kicked the field goal. But you know, the decisions early in the game, the game changes with the decisions that you make. The game changes.
One more.
Why don't you throw a Hail Mary at the end of the first half or try to run another play? You had 12 seconds at the 40-yard line.
12 seconds at the 40-yard line. That was a situational decision at the end of the half. Rather not have to punt in that situation.